go, Joe. Are you still there? Oh, sorry.
Yeah, go ahead. No head. Yeah. Okay, so welcome, everybody, to the call, and we're going to be talking about why network marketing. I want you all to be ready to absolutely bloody fall in love with network marketing today. If you don't love it, like you can't live without it, then today's your call. I also am just adding at the end of the tail end of the call just why Manatech, because I think it's great to distinguish once you've committed yourself to this phenomenal business model called network marketing. Now the next step is to look at who would I choose to do network marketing with, just as Peggy announced in the question. You know, there's every Tom, Dick, and Harry's out there trying to sell you on some kind of concept or idea, and there's always going to be a new one, and it's funny. It's funny how I watch, you know, I've been in Manatech, and one of the things that presidentials say to me sometimes when we have, you know, presidential meetings and different conferences, you know, I've had some presidentials come to me and say, you know, Mary Jo, one of the things that I really admire in you is you've never waffled or wavered with Manatech from the day you started. In other words, even through all the hardship and the pains and the trials and tribulations that Manatech's gone through with the Texas AG and everything else that happened, watching your income drop dramatically because of the fallout from that, I never wavered, and they're right, and I almost don't want to take credit for it. I really give God the credit because he's the one that drove me into doing Manatech, and I always tell people my story about how he took me out of law and got me involved in Manatech. I mean, that was kind of crazy, right? It wouldn't have been a logical pursuit by me without God's interference in my life and direction in my life. So I say, don't give me any credit, because until I hear from him to tell me to leave, I'm here. I'm here because I'm here for so many reasons, not just the dollar figure that happens to hit my pocket on a monthly basis. I'm here because, you know, he's given me this as a directional. He's opened my eyes and hearts to show how I can impact everybody's lives in significant ways through this model, and how it fits so consistently with my servant's heart, and I get to live and breathe this everyday lifestyle that's so awesome. So I'm not walking, and I will never walk from this. It's going to have to walk from me. I don't think they're going to do that, especially if the stock price is doubling and everything else is going great. So it just is it's a great place to be. But I love the model, and I want to talk about that today because, you know, I was thinking at Thanksgiving, when we go through Thanksgiving, we go through all those things that we're so thankful for in our life, and being a part of this industry has just been an incredible blessing for my entire family, with the health that they all enjoy, my 7 terrific grandchildren that just, I mean, no ear infections, no, you know, ADD, no allergies, no, I mean, these kids, it's just, it's like impossible to have 7 grandchildren today that are all totally healthy. It doesn't happen. All I do is hear about health issues across the board with little kids today, and I just smile knowing, I mean, smile about my kids. I'm not happy for others having these trials and tribulations, but I just know there's a better way, and it's about getting the nutrients in our diet that are so desperately missing today, and that's what Manatech presents for people. So it's just such a joy to be a part of that. Peggy, listen to that language, too, when you talk about organic versus providing the human body with the missing nutrients so crucial in our diets today. Bingo. I'd rather have that in my life than hear the word, just the word organic, right? Let's talk about network marketing, though, because I want you guys to, it came up as a couple of trouble spots for some of my coaching calls last week, and I started thinking, wow, you know, let's work and let's bang this one out. Let's really hit this one out of the ballpark. So why do we need to believe in network marketing? Why is it a must in this industry if you choose to be in this industry? And I talk not just about our belief, but I almost talk about the love of network marketing. I mean, it's like an emotional attachment. You know, belief doesn't always carry tremendous emotion with it. But love does. I mean, it's a love of an industry. It's a love of a model that, because we look at it and we say, wow, this model, it can make a difference for anyone, anywhere. It's, you know, it is so awesome for people who have no education. There's no barriers to entry. I mean, it's just, to me, it's where my heart and passion is, because I always look at people. I work with those who have not. That's my, you know, I spent years in the legal field making millionaires, billionaires, and find no fulfillment. Today I find tremendous personal fulfillment through working with people who have not. And so it's a blessing. But it doesn't mean I don't work with people who have, too, because we want to direct our opportunity to every person out there. But why do I need to build my belief? Well, number one, I want everybody on this call to recognize when you choose this as a profession, you become a professional network marketer. And if you're a professional network marketer, you better love your profession. Because if you don't love your profession, what happens? Well, we're out there. Our business is to attract people to us. And if we don't love what we're doing, you're going to fail attracting people to you. So maybe look at that as a reason. You know, some people complain about how they're ineffective drawing people or convincing people. Convincing, they like that word, attracting people to this business. The important thing is if you don't show the love in your heart for this business, you're not going to attract people. If you have insecurities about network marketing, you're not going to attract people. And, you know, I read an article by Sarah Robbins over the weekend, and it was so incredible. I mean, she just reinforced what I was thinking I think it was part of her blog, and she just said, you know, it's been years since somebody has looked at me and said, is this network marketing or is this a pyramid scheme? She goes, I never get that. And I started laughing because I said, you know, that's exactly what happens to me. I never hear it. I mean, it doesn't exist in my life. Why wouldn't it exist for Mary Jo, but some of you keep hearing about it over and over again with people you talk to? And I'm going to suggest the reason is because you're not really, you know, staunch in your own belief system. So people are reading that when you're talking about it. You're staying away from the words network marketing or direct sales, and you kind of hedge and hem and haw. And when you show any level of that, you're not going to be able to attract people to you. So it's imperative that you fall in love with network marketing as a model. And that doesn't mean, let me make a clarity here, because some of you, the reason you don't like network marketing or you have some negative feeling about it is you're looking at Amway, or you see some of the people that have been in ill repute in the past, either because they lie or they misrepresent, you know, the whole classic case where Amway even was teaching people. And I'm not badgering Amway in this call. I want, you know, they've done better, they've cleaned up their act, but they actually had a training system where they're teaching people how to lie about, no, you know, inviting them over to a party or a dinner, and if they ask if it's direct sales or network marketing, to lie to them and say no, because they want to entrap them first for the meal, and then they put up a whiteboard after the meal, you know. So, you know, that's probably still in our industry in places, but, you know, people lie in every industry. So, but that doesn't mean you don't love the industry. So dismiss from your brain the things that you don't like about other companies, because there are always going to be people in every industry that, whether you're going to look at a competitor and say they're not ethical or they're not honest or they're this or they're that. That doesn't disparage the entire industry, and it shouldn't for you as well. So for the sake of attracting other people, we need to love our industry. Another thing is, if we don't fully believe in what we do, we're never going to be good at it, because we're going to be wishy-washy in our development. We're not going to give ourselves fully to it. We're not going to give ourselves the energy to train ourselves. We're not going to put the time and energy into self-development and self-actualization and, you know, being fulfilled in this if we don't fully believe in what we do. It's an absolute that belief is at the core of us moving forward and being as successful as we possibly can. If you look at some of the people I've talked about on the calls in the past, like Jordan Adler, Jordan Adler, I think. Anyway, he was the guy that got up on stage and had those credit cards and everything, and he failed 10 years in a row with like 10 or 11 different network marketing companies. He failed in every one of them. Now, why did he keep doing it? Because he believed in it. I mean, there's a guy that, I mean, it didn't matter how many times he failed. He picked himself up and he tried again. And then he finally went out and got some good coaching and counseling. And I think mentoring is critical in this industry. And that's why some of you are on this call, because you look at this as kind of a mentoring call for you. But it's critical. But he never gave up. His belief was so staunch, he was never going to give up. And today he's a multimillionaire. all he needed was that bit of advice that he'd never gotten before about just showing the plan three times a day, every single day. Make three appointments, show the plan three times a day. And that's what he did for a year and a half, 2 years. And I think I told you the statistic, he signed up like 160 or 120. I don't remember the exact numbers, but 8 of those people made him a multimillionaire. So it's out there to be done. But he believed. He believed. And the other thing, too, is that if you don't believe in it, the minute you sign somebody up or the minute you're talking to people, people are going to read that insecurity and why would they want to become a part of your business? Why would they ever want to become? Because you're insecure, you're going to breed that insecurity. We're the law of attraction, right? And what we are is what we're going to attract. And we don't want to attract other people insecure who poo-poo the industry. You want to attract people that have an open mind. Not everybody you bring into your business are going to be staunch and sturdy and 1,000% in on network marketing. But you know what? If they're open-minded, you have an opportunity to help them see the benefits of network marketing and why this is such an incredible industry. So for all those reasons, you want to, and many more, you want to be in love with network marketing. Now the second question becomes, how do I get there? Because some of you might be waffling and wavering. Well, in a lot of our belief system, when we start to waffle and waver, unlike Jordan Adler, a lot of us that haven't been, exceedingly, we haven't had exceedingly positive responses. We haven't made the kind of money that we wished for or wanted or all these kind of things in network marketing. And so that's what caused us to, take a chunk out of our belief system. We've just lost a little bit. Or we went through the trials and tribulations of the Texas AG with Manatech, and so we lost a little bit of our belief in network marketing or the model or the business. And trust me, happened to me as well. I mean, it's hard to go through that when your income falls in one-third of what it was. You kind of start doubting yourself and saying, well, my gosh, why do I want to just rebuild this all over? I remember talking to a number of presidentials who left Manatech, and they were just saying, Mary Jo, I've already built this. I don't want to build it again. I said, so you rather go somewhere new and start building from scratch? I thought the Lord kind of led you to this. You loved it for years. What the only thing that's changed is the Texas AG put a little kink in our process. But we'll overcome this if you believe. And of course they didn't believe. Of course, and some of those people are coming back now, which is wonderful to see. But the idea is that we can have things that happen in our life that rob us a little bit of that belief, which is why we need to not only get to love network marketing, but we need to continuously feed ourselves with great information that supports us staying constant in our belief so that we don't lose sight of what we truly have at our fingertips. So my suggestion in terms of how do I get there, if I'm struggling over that belief, I gave like 5 or 6 ideas. Number one, read some great books, articles, writings out there on network marketing. And I listed a number of examples in the outline. The Forbes article, of course, I shared that. I try to, every time we have new things come out, I try to share it on the Monday call because I think it's so awesome. There's Why Network Marketing and the Personal Franchising. There's a PDF there. NetworkMarketingTimes.com has great material. Then there's a number of books that I recommend for people if you haven't read them. The New Professionals, The Rise of Network Marketing as the Next Major Profession by Dr. Charles King. That book's like 10, 15 years old or maybe even older. And network marketing, direct sales has almost doubled since he wrote that book. So it really is the rise of a new profession. You look at Paul Zane Pilzer saying The Next Millionaires, that's a great book. That's about 10 years old as well or older, and that's dead on. He talked about The Next Millionaires with this wellness revolution and network marketing, direct sales, both catapulting. And everything he projected in there, maybe the numbers aren't exactly right, but this explosive growth is there of both those categories, both network marketing and the wellness industry, both are exploding. The Business School for People Who Like Helping People, I love that book by Robert Kiyosaki. He talks about one of the main reasons he loves network marketing is it's the only industry that he's seen that is totally committed to self-development, to us reaching our fulfillment, to really finding ourselves, finding our path, finding our way, and fulfilling that. So that's what he loves about network marketing. And I also added in this section in the outline the new video that's out there. It's called The Rise of the Entrepreneurs documentary, and you can't watch it anymore. I don't believe it's still available, www.risemovie.com. But you can order them. We talked about this on a Monday call, that it was available, that you wanted to go and listen to it, because it comes from the GoPro gentleman, Eric Worre, and he developed it. He spent tons of money. He interviewed lots of great people out there, and he put together a 50-minute or so video, DVD, that you can get. And he posted it for us to watch for a weekend. I think it was last weekend? Yeah, last weekend. Yeah, the weekend before Thanksgiving. We had 3 days. Well, of course, I sent it out to all my entire downline, and I had everybody, as many of my leaders, watch it as possible, who took advantage of the opportunity. And I got so much feedback from that. Lydia did, too. And we ordered 50 of these, first 25, and we ended up ordering 25 more. So we ordered 50 of these DVDs because my people wanted them in the field. They fell in love with this video, and it talks about the rise of the entrepreneurs, specifically network marketers, and Eric Worre did a great job of interviewing a lot of professionals. So it's another great piece. If you haven't ordered it yet, you can order it there. The pricing is really quite significant. I mean, we ordered 25 for almost $8 a piece, so it's not inexpensive for an hour video, but obviously he put a lot of dollars into making it. We also approached Al Bala, the president of Manatech, and said, you know, Al, this thing is, I mean, we just had people watch it, and we got 50 orders out of air. This is something Manatech may consider carrying at a cheaper price to see if you can get a discount. So I think he's going to be in contact with Eric Worre as well. But don't wait for that. I mean, $8 is $8. Just do it. But it's, again, a great video. You might even start off a brand new person that you're starting who has a belief system. Because some of you ask questions, Mary Jo, what do I do with somebody who has a problem with network marketing? Well, now you have a Monday call to give them lots of areas where they can go. But this is one of the pieces currently that I would probably use as well. So reading great books and articles, right, and watching the new documentaries. Number two would be subscribing to Direct Selling Magazine. Lydia and I have forever subscribed to that. There's not been a day in my life since I started network marketing that I didn't subscribe to the Direct Selling Magazine. Why? Because I love to peruse the articles. They help support me. It puts me in connection with some of the best network marketers in the world every single month. Right, so it's a great book to get. We actually do it over the internet now. I don't even think we get them shipped in here anymore. We just have access to it by internet. But it's just an awesome resource to help keep us consistent in our belief system towards this business model. Attend all the events for Manatech. Why? Because they're all uplifting. Every time you go, people who go grow. Right? Remember, Al always talks about that, and I'm not coming from a boastful perspective, but, you know, our organization had the most people at the last event, and, of course, we got the prize, shared it with Amanda out of Canada, which is a blessing to have her on stage as well and win that. But the neat thing about it was that we had the most people there, number one out of everybody. And I think we had almost 70 people, right? Something like 70 people. And last year at the youth one, we had the most number of people. And I don't know, Manifest, I believe we had the most out of our organization as well. But last month, it was the first week of the business period 12. And we just drove the momentum from that leadership event. And last business period, we had a 16% growth in our overall business. 16%. And that's very significant considering the size of my business. But it was so great to see people who attend events, their belief systems go up, they work, they get more motivated. That's why you have people attend the events. They get their belief system skyrockets. Attend national and international conferences for professional network marketers. And I put on there the Association Network Marketing Professional website because there's another one coming up in the spring if you plan to attend. That's awesome. These are the kind of events I remember the first one I went to, you guys probably remember if you've been on my Monday call for years, but it was a couple of years back, 2 years ago, and I went to my first, and I walked out of that event. I was waiting to see a bunch of Jets on stage. You guys remember Jet, our top leader for years in Manitech. Anyway, I thought these people would get on stage and start screaming and blah, 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 you know, all this kind of stuff and all this. I saw the most humble, incredible human beings get on stage, multi-millionaires. Sarah Robbins is one of them. Her, you know, and Sarah's building orphanages all over India now with her millions of dollars she's making, but that's awesome. I mean, these people were just low-key people, school teachers, kindergarten teachers, all whatever their background was, nothing of great, you know, education or anything, and just as humble as can be, just love the industry, love the marketplace. I mean, I just walked out of there, and I was proclaiming I am a professional network marketer. And I don't remember doing that on a consistent basis ever before until I got out of there. And that was just 2 years ago. So some of us are slow learners. I mean, I love the industry, but I didn't declare I'm a professional network marketer. Today, that's my declaration. I am a professional network marketer. I do a lot of other things, but that's my profession. So know you're in a profession, and attend the events to help you reinforce that. The next one is develop a relationship with professionals. So you want to develop relationships with professional people, people who are, you know, doing business as a profession. And that doesn't, I mean, people can be bricklayers and be in a profession. You understand me? It's just about people who honor their profession. Sometimes we get stuck in employment positions and JOBs, and we get stuck in negativity because people don't honor what they're doing. They're doing it for only one reason, the paycheck. That's a problem. Those are the people you want to kind of stay away from in terms of influences in your life. Or those are the people you want to find and get them started on a greater path in your network marketing business and develop the love of network marketing like you have. That's the idea. So it's not stay away from them because they're potential people that really have a reason to join our business, right, because they don't like what they're doing. And I would hate to be in a position where 8 hours a day I did something I didn't like to do. I would hate that. I feel badly for people who have to go through that in life because there is a super alternative out there. Come join us, take a look at it, feel it, taste it, let's make it happen. And it doesn't mean they have to quit their job today. It just means let's start making it happen. Do it part-time. Let's take off and make some money and start watching it grow. When you get some new business builders on board with you, guess what? Then you can make a decision to transition. So fun, but develop relationship with the professionals. And I put in here, never, ever listen to the naysayers. Associate only with people who respect your profession. And that doesn't mean everybody who says, it's just network marketing that you kind of run away from, because you can use that opportunity to educate people, which is the next part of the outline I wanted to jump into. I wanted to talk about people who don't respect your profession or express an attitude that they don't or a belief system that they don't, because it's not always like just dismissing them and running away, which some of the people out there who are professionals in their industry will tell you to do. I know I was doing a course with Todd Falcone, and he goes, you know, when somebody says, is this a pyramid scheme, I just turn around and go, what a waste of my time, you know, and walk away. Well, I'm not that dishonoring to people, because I believe that when they express some kind of dislike or a negative opinion towards network marketing, if I'm approaching them to join my business and they express some kind of negative opinion, I like that as a time of education. If you don't feel capable of educating them, then maybe you do step aside. But I believe all of you can get to the point where you really can educate people. You just have to, number one, to be a great educator, you need to be a great listener. So maybe that's something on your list of skills to develop or continue to work on. It's, for me, it's every day I work on listening skills, because I'm never going to be the greatest listener. I'm going to work towards being the great, but it's something I need to work on every day. So we select those things that we know that we need to work on every day. And listening is, I think, something almost everyone I've ever met needs to work on. Andy Andrews, perhaps, is one of the best I've met, and Karen McCall, who is a listening queen, Carol McCall. But there, most people need to develop greater listening skills. So anyway, so to highlight that, let's jump in and talk, how do I respond to negative objections? If somebody approaches me or I'm approaching somebody and talking about Manitech and they say, is this a network marketing? You know, they usually use that nasal stuff. I gave you typed out kind of a response that I love to use with people. I tell them absolutely. And if it weren't, I wouldn't be doing it. Isn't it? Notice the strength of my belief in that opening response. How many of you say that? Absolutely. Most of you go, well, I don't, it's kind of, no, it's really social entrepreneurship. Oh, no, it's really not network marketing. Or, I mean, oh my gosh, I've been through trainings when I was first involved with Manitech. I remember, I won't mention their names, but a presidential couple that did a training on why we're not network marketing or how to avoid that. And I was like, wow, that just like blew me away. It's like, how to be ashamed of your own business model? I was like, oh, come on, you know? And if you find yourself duped into that, and if it's working for you and you feel like that's how you want to reflect yourself, that's your choice. But I'm suggesting that it's probably the worst posture to take. And that doesn't mean, one of my associates that I was coaching the other day, she said, well, Mary Jo, do you just walk up to people and say, I'm in direct sales? And I go, no, I don't use that as a lead-in because it's unnecessary. And why would I want to throw something out there that I know there's a certain percentage of our population that has, you know, kind of a suspect relationship with because of past experiences? So I don't want to break, I don't want to immediately put up a barrier before I even get something out of my mouth. So it's not that I'm ashamed of it. It's just let me work with the person, let them get to know Mary Jo and what I'm doing and all these things. And if that happens to be a response or one of the negative holdbacks they have, then let me overcome it at that point instead of stopping the conversation right smack up front. I don't, you know, we don't meet new people to build barriers with them. We meet new people to break down barriers. So how can we be soft and gentle to help break down barriers? So, you know, after you talk to somebody about what you're doing and have excitement about it and you want to set up an appointment to maybe share more and they ask you something like that, you really want to be able to talk to them from an educational perspective. And that's what I do. I said, absolutely, and if it weren't, I wouldn't be doing it. I said, why do I feel, but I don't stop there, because if you just stop there, they're just going to go, okay, and they just dismiss it. This is an opportunity to what? To educate them. So I tell them the two main reasons why I love network marketing is that I say, did you realize networking is the most economical method of product distribution in the world? And it is. I'm an economist. You don't have to be an economist. You don't have to have an economics undergraduate degree to get to this conclusion. Why is it the most economical method? Because the company only pays for marketing after a product is sold. No other companies do that. They buy Super Bowl Sunday ads. They put billions of dollars into marketing materials. Oh, my gosh, just look at their budgets. In Manitech doesn't pay anything for marketing until a product is sold. That's when people like you and me get paid. Isn't that great? And that's what I love to add as well. It's people like you and me who get paid instead. So people right away think, oh, good, instead of them paying millions on a Super Bowl Sunday ad, I get the millions. You follow the assumption that goes on in their brain? And that's correct. But the second reason I say is after being in corporate America for years, and I used to say lawyer, but I put corporate America for those of you because then people would go, well, I can't use that, Mary Jo, because I'm not a lawyer. Well, yeah, then say you're in corporate America, because I was in corporate America for years. And I was stepping on a lot of people to climb the proverbial corporate ladder. I now get to nurture and inspire others to be their best, and that's how I win. It's awesome to be able to serve others, living my Christian values every moment of every day. Isn't that great? I mean, that's the kind of thing you want to respond with. You can, again, choose what you want to respond with, but come up with your response. So is this network marketing is not a fearful question in your life ever again? And come from pride. Now, another thing you could say is if somebody asks, you know, Is this a network marketing? You could say, yeah, why do you ask? You could ask that question. Why do you ask? It sounds like you might have an issue with this business model. So what's happening to you in this question is you're responding to a question with a question so that you can be a better listener. And this is a method that you can use to find out what specifically they don't like. What are they finding that's objectionable about network marketing? And usually every time I do this with somebody, I find out that, you know, they'll say, well, you know, blah, 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 blah. And I go, they'll come up with some excuse. Oh, I, you know, it doesn't work, blah, blah, blah. And I go, really? You say you've had an experience around it. Could you share that with me? And I ask them to share. And they'll talk about it. And you know what happens? Virtually in every one of those conversations I've ever had, people come to the conclusion that the reason it didn't work for them is they didn't work hard enough. They didn't put enough time into it. Or they didn't have a support system that they felt really could support them to be efficient and win at it. And that's when I drive the support system. We have the team calls, the team website, the team this, the Monday training calls, the three-way calls, the Achiever support calls. We have so much support on our team that it's like the only way you lose is if you choose to lose. Does that sound better to you? And they start laughing. The only way you lose is if you choose to lose. Isn't that kind of a absolutely no-lose scenario? If you choose to win, you win, right? So, you know, you got to show up and play. So that's how I answer that one. The third one I put in here was, which is some people once in a while, they looked at the statistics in network marketing, and every once in a while you get somebody say, well, you know, only 1% really make it in network marketing. Well, what do you mean by make it? If you're talking about the ones that are earning $200,000 plus per year, then you probably are pretty accurate in your statistic. But overall in the United States, there are less than 5% of the people in the entire United States with total family earnings. That's husband, wife, that's rental properties, that's residual income from other streams of income, all the things, you know, things that you've inherited from your folks, all that stuff, that have total family earnings over $200,000 a year. Do you get that? You're complaining about network marketing when in the United States, less than 5% of our total income, of a total family income, less than 5% people have over $200,000 a year. So understand that in network marketing, make it in network marketing is not just about the money, making $200,000. A lot of people make it in network marketing because they're just looking for an additional $1,000 a month or $3,000 a month to support themselves in residual income. That's making it in network marketing. It totally changes people's lives. So do you follow me? So you have a response to that. And then finally I put in here, is this a pyramid scheme? And usually they use that word with a little nasal, is this a pyramid scheme? You know, we hear that from time to time. Sarah Robbins wrote us something really cute, and I thought I'd just give this to you as a little helpful hint. I usually say, what do you mean by pyramid scheme? You know, do you mean like when the guy makes the who makes it most money is at the top and everybody makes less and less as you go down? Just like, and then I start, and if they say yes to that, I go, oh, you mean like every corporate structure, General Motors, you know, Apple, you know, GM, I just start listing Starbucks, all the companies, corporate, publicly traded companies that they're familiar with. I just start throwing it out. The government, the education system, you know, and they look at me and they start laughing after I start listing these, because our whole economic structure in the United States, pre-existing, prehistoric, is all a pyramid. But network marketing isn't. And that's what's so much fun. I look at them and go, you know what, you could start today, and within the next year or two, you could be making more money than Mary Jo is making. And I've been in it 18 years. So why would that be a pyramid scheme? Everybody makes what they choose to make. Everybody makes what they choose to make. So there's no cap on this, and you can always make more than the person upline from you, no matter what they're making. So that's a fun thing. But if Sarah likes to take a different approach, so that's one approach to it. Sarah's approach would be, if they ask if it's a pyramid scheme, I might say something funny like, no, why? Is that what you're looking for? Isn't that kind of fun? Put them on edge. No, it's not. Is that what you're looking for? Or what do you mean by pyramid? Pyramids are illegal. With pyramids, there's no exchange of goods or services. We have an amazing group of breakthrough nutritional products. Of course, I changed the language in here because she doesn't do nutrition, as you know. We have an amazing group of breakthrough nutritional products and a very loyal customer base who are elated with their results. Let's get back to talking about whether this business is a good fit for you. Isn't that a great response? Kind of just undercuts all that pyramid stuff and moves on. So there's some great responses for you. Use those if you need them, but you've got to build those so that they become part of your language, because otherwise you're letting the naysayers out there. You're allowing society, who's, you know, 47% of Americans now live at, like, at the poverty level or below. You're going to let those people tell you what to do with your life? Really? Who are you taking advice from, right? Exactly. So be strong. You have the answer in your hands. All right, number four, truly understanding what you have with network marketing. A lot of these things you've gone over 100 times, but I'm going to suggest to you, don't just look at it as a spurious list. These are huge concepts. Number one, unlimited income. Your choice just depends on your level of commitment and activity. So you decide how much money you want to make. And that's why we're doing plans at the end of this year, because we're going to all plan on how much money I'm going to be making in December of next year. That's what I'm planning this December. How much money am I going to be making? So I put together my one-year plan for 2015. That's what my goal is over the next 3 weeks and 4 weeks. Lydia and I are going to do some of that in Punta Cana. Great place to do it, because we can sit there and stare at the beauty of all of that, and we'll post some of that on Facebook. I'm sure you can follow Lydia, and she'll have it there every day. But the idea is that that's where we'll do our planning. So it's just a plan of where we're going to be, and then stick to your plan. So it's great for all age groups, too, as well, this unlimited income, because we talk about millennials. There are great articles on the millennials. You've seen them in my presentations about millennials wanting unlimited income. They want more freedom to decide what projects they work on. They want to retire early. They have all this. They want to make unlimited income. This is a big factor. Unlimited income is huge for them. The Forbes article talks about baby boomers. Remember that article? And it talked about how important it is for baby boomers to get that income up, because they're stuck in a trap. The average, what did I read the other day? The average 65-year-old has less than 50,000 saved up in retirement. And by 65, the average income of a 65-year-old is $29,000 a year. Those are statistics in the United States of America. Healthy? I suggest not. So we're not going to be average. We didn't join network marketing to be average. We joined it because we have the opportunity of unlimited income. You choose it. Time freedom, we love. I love it. I mean, I got to spend so much time with my kids over the last 5 days. I got to take off all Tuesday, and you know, I worked on Monday, but Tuesday was my day that I got my prep work in. So to get ready, the only thing I did was a few Achiever counseling calls, because it's the first week of a business period. But, you know, I got to get all my prep work in and do all that. Wednesday was clearly a full day off. I went to the zoo with my grandkids. I mean, it's just every day can be like that. I can choose what I want to do when I want to do it, time freedom. Tax benefits. You know, Mary Jo is a tax lawyer. I love home-based business tax benefits. I teach and train it. It is awesome. And you know what the government statistic tells you here? Write this one down. For a person that's employed who makes $100,000 versus somebody that runs a home-based business, self-employed, you will pay $8,000 more in taxes on an annual basis as an employee than you will as self-employed. $8,000 more. So on $100,000, so you get, well, I'm only at $50,000. So you're making $4,000 more than the person who's employed. You have so many benefits to running a home-based business. It's crazy. And I think the statistic today is over 50% of Americans, or 60% of Americans, have a home-based business today. That's huge because of this reason. The tax system is very taxing, so let's avoid some of those tax, you know, issues for us, and be able to write off things that would otherwise be personal expenses. And that's really one of the huge benefits of the tax system. I help people with their, you know, medical reimbursement plans. I mean, people are writing off every expense that they have that's not covered by their medical insurance. How would you like to, even your deductible is tax deductible. It's deductible from insurance company perspective, so you have to pay it out of pocket, but how would you like to deduct that on your tax return every year? That's what network marketing, that's what this business model gives for you to do. So huge benefits, tax benefits. No barriers to entry. Mary Jo loves that. Why? Because I love every little guy being able to have a chance and a real opportunity to make a difference in his life. Personal development, this is key to me. because, you know, it, I saw the benefits for me. I wasn't getting any personal development being a lawyer for 20-some years. But as soon as I got involved in network marketing, here I find myself doing Clemmer work and going to these conferences, you know, swinging from trees, climbing up, you know, what should I say, walls with a bunch of people, which looked impossible, overcoming anything. I mean, it became anything was possible. It became vulnerable was a good word in my life. It became, you know, being competitive is just a choice. All these shifts in my life that have helped me be a much better person than I was before. And I continue on that path of self-development. It's awesome. And I found it only through network marketing. Now, are there other places you can find it? Perhaps, but I wasn't exposed to it anywhere else in my life except here. Connecting, we are a connecting society, right? And we get to connect with lots of people, and that's the beauty. You have a new family. My Manatech family is huge, and I adore all of them. I mean, they're just huge, and it's so much fun to be a part of this. It's even more fun today because we're all in unity today about how we build a business and what we're doing out there. There's that unity makes a huge difference in terms of building strength for this company, and it's one of the reasons I think that we're seeing what we're seeing happen in our stock, in our economics of this company, in the growth of the company. It's because of that unity. Our world economy today, I listed a whole bunch of these things. I know I'm running out of time, but our world economy today really tells us this is where we want to be. Distribution is number one area to make money. We know that. Why? Look at Walmart. You know, all the money that they used to have in distribution, and it used to be in middlemen and all those other kind of things. Today, it's now in us. Walmart got it down pat. They made multi-billionaires out of all their family for the next century, and they did it because they saw where all the money was going, and they cut out all the middlemen. Well, that's what direct sales does as well, and it gives it to you. Job market is disappearing. Hey, don't tell me I'm not up to date. This article was posted today. You get it? Today's December 1st. There's an article, CEOEntrepreneur.com, Amazon turns to robots to fill holiday orders. No kidding, people. You know, I brought up the robot idea about a year ago in one of my presentations that I did on Tuesday Night Live and all that stuff. And people at Manatech, they thought that was kind of cool. They loved it because it was so new and different to look at. It is happening all around us. This robot concept is not something funny to laugh at anymore. It's a reality. It's happening everywhere. And it's only going to continue because all the economics point, you know, there's no health insurance policies for robots. Got it? You got it. Look at all the top costs of running a business today, and they're usually employee benefits and all that. If you can have employees be robots, you get rid of all the employee benefits. So you get it. Catch where we're going. Connecting the basic form of communication today, connectors will be the winners. We know you guys have seen the connector video. We've showed that many a times. You can find it on the internet, YouTube, time. Attention span by most people is limited today. We're so busy. We have millions of bits of data. We're an information age society. We have tons of data hitting us every moment. We have limited time. So we want our time to be really usefully spent. So if we can have somebody ship us some core basic products that we use every single month to our house so we don't have to worry about picking them up, running out, anything like that, guess what? It's a convenience. So reality is this is perfect for our economy today to have this kind of direct sales. Millennials' desires are so different from ours. We already reviewed that one. College education is becoming prohibitive. It is prohibitive. And it's actually becoming not very efficient or effective either. Most people doing jobs today didn't need a college education. The incredible thing out there is that we're making a college education almost be like who goes. The only people that are going to – I started laughing the other day. I had a wonderful football weekend with my Wisconsin Badgers winning. But I started looking at what's happening in all the college sports between basketball and football and all these guys. I mean, the only people going to college are going to be athletes. I mean, really. And then colleges aren't going to be able to afford to pay all the things they're paying for all the athletics because the educational side is kind of like – it's falling by the wayside. Kids can't afford it. The costs are excessive. You can't file bankruptcy and get out of college education loans for school. That's one thing that's not exempt. I mean, that's exempt from bankruptcy. So So you carry those loans the rest of your life. And if you can't get a job to support that, to pay off those loans, guess what? You're in duck soup, as they call it. So it's really an incredible crisis. And there were some great, you know, different editorials on television a few weeks back on college education. Some of you highlighted for me. Excellent. Excellent for us to be educated on this concept. Retirement issues are not just about baby boomers, but our children are experiencing. You know, the people in the baby boomers right now, like myself, my children, which I didn't have any children, but I have some stepdaughters and whatever, so they're not experiencing for me because my husband and I are financially set. But there are many baby boomers who are not financially set, and the people worrying about them more than the baby boomers themselves are the children. So you're talking about the Gen Yers, the Gen Xers are troubling over this issue. So we have more and more people looking at retirement today. It's hard to get millennials to look at retirement, but you can get 40 and 50-year-olds to look at retirement because their 60-year-old parents are what? Going through strife, and they're stressed about what's going to happen upon retirement. So those are the people we want to start getting involved in network marketing to show, build a residual stream of income so you don't have to take it out of your own pocket. Isn't that a great thing? And this is about building residual income of $1,000 a month, not $100,000, $200,000 a year. Direct sales growing twice as fast as retail. We know that statistic. We've been watching those. I gave you the site. You can go and publish that. These are information you have to have at your tips of your fingers to talk about. You want to make sure to be able to do it. Today, it's a well-established business model, $178 billion in sales in 2013, over 96 million people involved in direct sales around the world. These are great stats. Again, same from the same website, World Federation Direct Sales Association. Highly respected millionaires and billionaires are promoting this model. Network marketing, the ultimate, most disruptive model for the status quo, which could be one of the reasons it's been so highly attacked. This actually I took out of a prior Monday call I did, but it was such good information to show why is network marketing being attacked, because it's disruptive. It's kind of like when we came out with glycobiology and glyconutrient technology. We were a disruptive technology, and we were attacked. Not, you see that attack anymore? Not at all. It never even comes up. You know, it's now highly, widely accepted. Well, network marketing has been under attack for a long time because it's disruptive. It's different. But look at the people like John Paul Zane Pilser, who loves it. And then finally, the last part of the outline is understanding what you have with Manatech. And I gave you some of the quotes, top 10 technology to change the world, MIT Magazine of Innovation. Glycans play a role in almost every biological process and are involved in every major disease. I mean, people, these kind of statements being made by significant authorities, National Academy of Sciences, all these things are important. Biochemists, this is one of my favorites from the past. Biochemist Gerald Hart said, this is going to be the future. We won't understand immunology, neurology, developmental biology, or disease until we get a handle on glycobiology. Well, just for all of your benefits, I started about 5 years ago, 6 years ago, I started building, or more than that, maybe 10 years ago, I started building a little list of great quotes on why glycobiology. And I've just attached that for all of you. Now, be careful that some of those might mention, I want to make sure that none of them mention disease conditions. I don't think so because it was such an old list. But I just gave it to you, and so maybe you can use some of those too that are helpful and beneficial. Again, why Manatech? You want to know why Manatech. Proprietary science protected by over 90 patents worldwide. Why is it important that you have 90 patents worldwide? Because your products are never going to be on a Walmart store. We're always going to be able to distinguish our products from everybody else's. A lot of people can get organic products off of grocery store shelves. They don't need to buy it from a direct sales company. But no one can get glyconutrient technology. No one can get Ambertose anywhere else. Anywhere else. Right? So understand, this truly distinguishes us in a huge way. Only one place to buy it. Manatech also trademarked the words real food technology, so no one else can use those words. We have the only real food technology because we trademarked it. You follow? Real food technology. That means all of our nutrients come from plant-digested sources. We have real food technology. We use real food technology in developing all of our products. Numerous independent peer-reviewed studies validating the impact of our products on the human body. If you didn't listen to Dr. Rolando Mandela last Tuesday night, go back and listen to Tuesday Night Live. It was awesome. And take notes on all the things he said. He was terrific. The whole event was terrific. I think it would bless you to listen to that. Being part of something meaningful and feel like you're really making a difference, contributing to a global cause. Of course, we have M5M. We can make a difference to this. And we're really working hard. I'm working with Sarah Bowen on spreading this to local communities here in the United States. We want to be, Sarah and I were giggling, and it was kind of like, we'd love to have a food bank in every community where we had active Manitech associates getting PhytoBlend powder. So you're making an impact on your own local community. How do you guys feel about that? Do you think that might make a difference in your being more effective in networking in your local community? Of course it would. So why aren't we approaching that? That's our target for 2015. You know, I can't wait to spend more time with Sarah Bowen because she has such an awesome heart, and I love her. She's terrific. Couldn't be a better choice to run M5M Foundation, really. Just genuine, humble, sweet, just all the right attributes. And I want to work with her to develop that program. So if you're interested in helping us out on that, give me a buzz. Send me an email. I think it's going to be critical. And for those in Canada as well, this isn't just about the United States. We want to do it there as well. But it's really an effort we're making to try to have more PhytoBlend being distributed here in the States. The Healthy Company with a Terrific Future, we have $40 million of cash sitting in the bank. That was as of a month ago. Who knows how much today? Our stock just doubled in the past month, and it's like sounds like it's going up and again today like crazy. Constant growth there. So you know that this is a hot company going through some tremendous growth. I think it's going to grow like crazy in the next 3 months, 6 months, 1 year, 2 years. This isn't going to stop. Global seamless downline, of course, that allows us to build our businesses internationally, no restraints, everything. I can have people from 7 different countries be right underneath each other. It doesn't matter. Terrific business plan, the 3-point plan, whereby associates grow leaders versus chasing orders. This has made it wonderful to do this business. It also brings unity to Manitech. Business with a heart. Again, this is a great article in the Direct Selling Magazine, November 2014. If you haven't read that one, I reviewed that one in one of our calls. It's just terrific. combining social entrepreneurship with network marketing. That was the interview with Dr. Rob Sinnott, and just awesome. Just to be neat for us to have the first time to develop this model in network marketing. No better industry than wellness at this time. What I gave you here is a Direct Selling Association's chart just showing you the volume, the estimated retail sales of in the share of the 2013 direct selling. And look at wellness. It's off the charts. And look at how wellness is growing compared to all the other categories. Services is growing, you could say, is growing. But wellness, because each it goes year by year, 2009, 10, 11, 12, 13, and wellness is just skyrocketing. Why wouldn't you want to be part of Manitech for that reason? When you talk to people making choices about direct sales companies, why not use this chart? If you're making a choice, look at where you see the growth. That's where you want to be. You don't want to be on a downtrend. You want to be on an uptrend. What's a downtrend? Personal care. Notice? What's an uptrend? Wellness. Yeah. And top-notch executives recognized across the industry and by DSA execs. I'm really proud of that as well, people. I'm really proud of the fact that every time people go out there and work with direct sales or in events like that, guess what? They hear about Manitech, the science company. Manitech, doctor. They hear about Stan Frederick and the absolute incredible respect he has in the industry across the board. It's something to be proud of. This isn't just a Tom, Dick, and Harry company that came out of a garage. Of course, Apple did that, too, and look at them today. But we are a big, huge company that has phenomenal respect in the industry, known as the science company, known as having the best products. When you go to these international and national professional network marketers meetings, you're going to hear people go, oh, yeah, you guys have the best products. That's what they tell us over and over again. You have the best science. You have the best products. Well, great. What more would I want to be a part of than a company that has the best science, the best products, the best people, the best mission, right, and a heart and passion like I've never seen before? So, okay, everybody, how's that? I know I went over good material. Can you guys use this? And maybe use this Monday call maybe to help you know, listen over and over, send it to your people that are troubling around network marketing as a model. And what a benefit we have to be a part of this tremendous industry and to be with such an incredibly strong company as well. Any comments before we close today?
Awesome call, Mary Jo. Thank you so much.
Mary Jo.
You're welcome.
Hey, Mary Jo.
Can you hear me?
Uh-huh.
When we were in Frisco and had our picture made with Les Brown, they said they would send those pictures to our upline.
We talked to them last week when we were over there, and they said they still haven't gotten them out because they were so busy just with all the things going on at the holidays. We expect it any time, June. We should have them soon.
And you'll get them to
yep,
us?
Yep, of course. You know what? Do you think we're going to sit on them?
Well, I thought maybe you'd use them in your presentation.
No, I'm going to pass them on to you.
Oh,
who
okay.
else? Yeah.
Hey, Mary Jo.
Yeah.
I had another book recommendation for you.
Michael, great. Yeah, to add to the laundry list?
Yeah, well, it's called It's Time for Network Marketing. It was a John Fogg book where he interviewed about 30 of the top people in the industry, and they just
great
testimonials to the business model and that kind of stuff. So it's a good fit for what you were talking about today.
Absolutely, I will
it's
add it in.
It's only available that I found on as a PDF file. You can download it for free. So I'll send you a copy too, so you can find it. But
thanks, thank you, Michael. Appreciate you. I'll add it to the outline.
I appreciated your talk about God interfering in your life, because in essence what we're doing is interfering with people's lives in terms of you're interfering with a path they're on that's going nowhere, basically,
right.
In this economy. So it's an interesting word to get your head around, I think, because I think people are intimidated by interfering in people's lives.
No, that's a great point, Michael. I agree.
What we're doing.
Mm-hmm. So, absolutely.
Anyway, you got to own that stuff, you know?
And you have to own it. And it's like if you don't interfere in their lives, you see the path they're on. And you just, it makes me cry. It makes me cry. Because you can see where they're going, and it just it saddens me. It's what makes me walk into I don't go to McDonald's, but whatever I walk into, and I see people, you know, at retail or walking into the grocery store, and I see grocery store clerks, and there's nothing that stops me from sharing Manatech with them because I cry.
Yeah.
I look at what they're doing, and I go, you know, I honor them because I would never want to do that ever. It's such a dead end, and I just go, golly, you got to look at this. But I love it. Thank you, Michael. Yeah, interference. Yeah, great. Thanks.
Thank you, Mary Jo.
You're welcome.
Pretty awesome.
Good. Well, use it. It's good stuff.
Yes, ma'am.
Yep.
I may have.
All right, everybody.
To your personal one, so look in there.
Yeah, right. Okay, everybody. Love you guys. Have a great week. And next week, be ready for Jeff Allen. He'll be terrific on Monday. And then we'll follow up with really getting together and planning out using 3-point plan kind of too. I'm going to tie some of that in because we're going to have a whole new series on year-end goal setting and all that stuff like we do every year in December. And I'm excited about all of that. So love you. Have a great week, and we'll talk to you again in a couple weeks. Thanks, everyone.
Thanks, Mary.
Bye.
You bet. Bye.